Om Shanti. Enhancing self-respect. Maintaining good self-respect is playing prominent role in our Brahmin life. When we are maintaining very good self-respect, we can maintain easily elevated stage of yoga, because when we are maintaining self-respect, our mind and intellect we are experiencing our mind and intellect with full with joy and full with happiness. And when our mind and intellect is full with joy and happiness, we are getting very deep and unique experiences in yoga. Self and respect. Self means, who am I? I am a soul. Respect means, how am I? I am a very special soul, selected by God. These two things must be together. It means we must experience ourselves and I am a very special soul. I am not only a soul, but I am a very special soul selected by God. Selected by highest authority of this world. As much we are maintaining self-respect, inferiority complex is disappearing automatically. Because inferiority complex is an obstacle in our spiritual progress. We must not allow inferiority complex in our Brahmin life. But as much our self-respect is increasing, that much inferiority complex is decreasing. We are trying to maintain very good self-respect throughout the day. But we are not really able to maintain that. Why? What is the reason behind it? We want to maintain very good self-respect. We are trying for that also a lot. But we are not really able to maintain that. What is the reason? The reason is, in golden age and silver age, we were the king and king of king, hero, actor in this unlimited drama. The moment we enter in a copper age, Maya kidnap us and put us in the jail. Maya makes us slave. For 2,500 years, we were in the jail of Maya. And because of that, there is deeply rooted samskar of inferiority complex in the soul. And that deeply rooted samskars of inferiority is not allowing us to maintain very good self-respect throughout the day. Maintaining self-respect means sitting on the throne of self-respect means I must consider I am a world benefactor soul. The soul is sitting on the throne, on the seat of world benefactor's stage. And when the soul is sitting on the throne of self-respect, that I am a world benefactor's soul, then automatically our thoughts are changing. Our thoughts becoming elevated and unlimited. Our actions are changing. Our behavior is changing. And our samskaras also are changing. That is why we must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the time. We are the hero actor in this unlimited drama that intoxication must be on our face constantly. And when we are really maintaining very good self-respect, automatically the degree of godly intoxication is increasing and increasing gradually and gradually. Brahma Baba had the godly intoxications from the very first day. I am going to become Narayan. And that intoxication anybody could feel on Baba's face. That is why. If we really would like to progress constantly in this Brahmin life, we must keep on maintaining higher and higher self-respect in our life. There are mainly 10 benefits of maintaining self-respect in our Brahmin life. First benefit is to remain in self-respect means to become self-ruler. When the soul is sitting on the throne of self-respect, automatically our mind and intellect, they are obeying our order. We can easily maintain controlling power and ruling power over mind and intellect. And we can experience self-sovereignty stage. The moment we are losing this throne of self-respect, the mind, intellect, they are not obeying our order. They are not remaining under our control. And Baba has said that those are becoming the king of the self, they are becoming the king of others in golden age. That is why we must try to remain sit on the throne of self-respect all the time, throughout the day. Then automatically we can experience this stage of self-sovereignty. The degree, the quality of self-respect must increasing gradually and gradually. Self-respect means learning the art of giving respect to the self. We must not expect respect from others. But we must learn, how can I give respect to myself? You can easily maintain elevated stage of yoga and automatically you can receive respect from others also. If you would like to learn this art, how can we sit on the throne of self-respect when Baba is descending on this earth and entering in the medium, Dadi Guljar, Dadi's medium, look at Baba's face. Dadi's face is changing completely. And anybody could feel, anybody could experience, this is the highest authority sitting in front of us. World Almighty authority is sitting in front of us. Look at Baba's face and learn that art from Baba. Because some souls are saying, we have not seen Brahma Baba in corporeal form. Doesn't matter. But you can see corporeal form of Shiv Baba. Baba is delivering the Murli with that authority. Second benefit, to remain in self-respect means to think about the self only. When we are thinking about the self only, we remain free from waste thoughts. We are not thinking about others. Only and only we are thinking about the self progress. As much we are getting lost in the self, that much only we are getting lost in the remembrance of Supreme Being. That is why we must learn the art of getting lost in the self. Thinking about the self. Hero actor means what? Hero actor is not looking at others. He is having full attention on himself. That is why he is able to play prominent role, unique role as a hero actor in his life. Third benefit, to remain in self-respect means to use all the treasures of confluence age which Baba had given us. In this world, 10 persons, they are always having the awareness of their wealth, of their treasures. And when we are remaining in self-respect, we are having always the awareness of the treasure of this confluence age. And when we are having the awareness of the treasures, we are using them in our life for the self and for the others' service. And as much we are using the treasures are increasing automatically. Bhava had given us so many treasures. But we are not having the awareness of the treasures, and that is why we are not using the treasures, and that is why we are not having the intoxication of the treasures on our face. Bhava has said that keep the list of all attainments of this confluence is in front of you. And automatically you can maintain very high, very good self-respect, intoxication. Fourth benefit. To remain in self-respect means to do the self-analysis. This is a very important aspect. When we are doing self-analysis, we are getting clear idea, these drawbacks, these weaknesses I am having. And these qualities, these virtues I am having. This is very important to have the awareness of our weaknesses, of our drawbacks. When we are having the awareness of our weaknesses, then automatically we are trying to get rid of that weaknesses. I want to be free from these weaknesses. I want to be free from these traces of vices. That is why self-analysis is very important. We only know what type of the drawbacks I am having, and Baba only know that. But when we remain in self-respect, automatically we are able to do self-analysis. And we are getting the ideas, oh, with this weakness I am having, I want to be free from this weakness, from drawback. Because I really would like to maintain perfection. Fifth benefit. To remain in self-respect means to remain safe and secured from the enemy Maya in this world. Either there would be godly intoxication or there would be worldly intoxication. Godly intoxication or worldly intoxication. But when we are having very good experience of godly intoxication, that godly intoxication works as a armor. And when we are wearing the armor of godly intoxication, we remain safe and secure from the Maya. And when our mind and intellect remain safe from the attack of Maya, then we are getting very good experiences in yoga. That is why maintaining very good intoxication, godly intoxication throughout the day in this Ravan's kingdom is very important. Sixth benefit. To remain in self-respect means to bring out the core values and inner powers of the soul. We all, the souls, have tremendous powers within the self. Lots of powers within the self. But that powers are in dormant stage. In merged stage. We have to awaken these powers. We must bring out that powers, that potential. And self-respect is helping us a lot in this aspect. When we are maintaining very good self-respect throughout the day, automatically the hidden powers, the dormant powers are waking up and our personality is developing. Gradually and gradually. This is the only tool for that. Maintaining self-respect all the time. There is no way for this. Next benefit. Seventh benefit. To remain in self-respect means to make the use of greatest treasure, that is a treasure of time of this confluence age. Treasure of the time is the greatest treasure. Baba had given us lots of treasures, but treasure of time is the most valuable treasure in our Brahmin life. Why? Because treasure of time is a basic treasure. On that basis we are receiving other treasures from Baba. treasure of time is a basic treasure. And when we are maintaining good self-respect, we are having the awareness of confluence age, and we are having the awareness of this treasure of time. Remaining in soul conscious and in God consciousness, it means making the use of this invaluable treasure of the time. That is why we must learn how to use this most valuable treasure of Brahmin life. And how to increase others' treasures through the remembrance of Baba. Next benefit. To remain in self-respect means to adopt royal and noble samskars in our Brahmin life. This is the time of imbibing royal samskars, noble samskars. Because on the basis of samskaras, we are getting future birth. Those souls are having very royal and gentle and noble samskaras. Automatically, they are getting birth in a royal family in golden age. How it really works, imbibing royal samskar. When we are having very good intoxication, very good self-respect, we are creating powerful thought, positive thought, gentle thoughts in our mind. Our words also very powerful and very positive, sweet. Our actions are also very royal, and automatically our samskaras are becoming royal and gentle. As much the higher godly intoxication, that much the royal samskaras we are imbibing in our soul. That is why enhancing self-respect gradually and gradually in our Brahmin life is a very important aspect. The degree of godly intoxication must increase gradually and gradually, higher and higher. This is the sign of spiritual progress in Brahmin life. Increasing the degree of godly intoxication is the sign of spiritual progress in Brahmin life. And the godly intoxication is visible very clearly in our eyes. anybody could observe what type of the godly intoxication you are having in your eyes. Ninth benefit, to remain in self-respect means to see the qualities in every soul. Just to see the qualities in every soul. Those souls are having very good self-respect. They never observe weaknesses of others. They never pay attention on others' drawbacks. They always see the qualities in every soul. Because they are having generous heart. And that is why they are observing only qualities. The beauty of every soul. Each and every souls have qualities. Only we need to change the glasses of our third eye. Because when we are having very good intoxication, we are observing qualities in every soul. All souls are great souls. Every soul have their own qualities, own dignities. That is why I want to see qualities in every soul. And tenth benefit, to remain in self-respect means to stay connected with Baba. To remain in self-respect means to stay connected with Baba. This is the miracle of godly intoxication. The godly intoxication is taking away from this old world. We can easily experience ourselves in subtle world or in soul world, and we can easily have connection with Baba. If we won't have that experience of godly intoxication, our mind and intellect is just wandering in this corporeal world, in this Maya's world. That is why we must experience very good self-respect, very good godly intoxication, and we must remain with Baba. The top quality souls are always staying on top floor. Soul world. This is the sign of top quality souls. This is a guest house. That is our rest house. We must stay there. We must be with Baba there. And this self-respect is helping a great deal in this aspect. In 19 March 88, I was meeting with Baba on the stage of Om Shanti Bhavan, and Baba had given me the blessing in personal meeting, "You are a world benefactor soul." And I am experiencing this self-respect point very good in my life. The moment I am having the awareness, I am a world benefactor soul, world transformer soul, I am getting flight of Paramdham in a second. And I am experiencing with Baba in Paramdham. This is my practical experience, personal experience. That is why maintaining very good self-respect in Brahmin life is a very important aspect. We must work sincerely on this aspect. Okay? Now, let us have a wonderful meditation for a few minutes. Sit upright with your back straight. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize in the center of my forehead. That I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a sparkling star. I am a radiant star. Radiating divine light. All around me. Experiencing wonderful aura. Of divine light. Surrounding me. I am a pure soul. Radiating the light of purity. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. Experiencing blissful state. How fortunate am I? I am a great soul. I am most fortunate soul, selected by God Himself. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, my eternal form. That is a point of divine light. I, the soul, sitting on the throne of self-respect of world transformer soul. I, the soul, is the king of the self. Is experiencing the stage of self-sovereignty. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my divine intellect and flying upwards. Towards the soul world. Flying beyond this world globe. Flying beyond the sun and moon and stars. I arrived at subtle region. How beautiful is this subtle region? World of angels. Everywhere. there is infinite, snow-white, bright, divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel. The emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. The dearest dead, Shiv Baba, is also is visible in his forehead. Baba is giving me love field drishti. Wonderful drishti. Now I am living the dreams of an angel, and I, the soul, is flying towards the incorporeal world. I arrived at the incorporeal world. How beautiful is this world? This is a world of infinite golden red divine light. This is a world of infinite peace. This is my sweet silent song. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. I am visualizing Baba's beautiful form. I, the soul, is enjoying his beauty. He is a son of knowledge. His unlimited source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of powers from Son of Knowledge over me. The battery of my soul is charging. I am enjoying Baba's beautiful company. I, the soul, is returning from soul world towards the corporeal world via subtle world towards the corporeal world and entering in this corporeal body, sitting in the center of my forehead and spreading divine light, spreading the living waves of powers in this atmosphere. This is my true existence in this world. I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. The sparkling star is sparkling on my forehead. Oh.